Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, we often talk about Disney Magical Express as one of the key things about staying on Disney property that makes it, worth the money. And we've talked recently about the fact that it's going away and how sad that is. Today, the wait from when you get in line to check into Magical Express and then get in line to go to get on the bus to go to your hotel was 3 hours. And I cannot even fathom getting off the plane, being so excited, seeing all the Disney Magical Express, signs at MCO, taking the elevator down to the first floor of the airport, and seeing what might as well be a line a mile long.
Yeah, so
I just can't.
You're gonna have to put the link, because I mean, like, not even you can't even make show art of this, because you need to see the video. This like really super short clip of somebody just scanning the line with their camera. It is longer. This is longer than any line that I have ever seen at Walt Disney World.
Yeah,
and this
I've never waited in a line at Magical Express before the desk where you check in. I've waited on the bus for
one or two other parties to maybe get checked in at Magical Express, they're trying to find they forgot to keep their Magic Band out or something like that, and it's super late, so there's only one lane opened or whatever, but. Yeah, nothing. I had to scroll my screen down, because that video was just looping and it was giving me anxiety just watching it, seeing the craziness that was this line. And I would be calling a mini E-van ASAP if that was the line that I saw.
I'm just, like, if just not even if that's playing. If that's how Magical Express was all the time, it's not worth it. Like, luckily, that's not the norm. But, man, if that's how Magical Express was all the time, no one would ever use it and it wouldn't be worth it. Two, if that's what we can expect from Mears Connect, it's gonna be a bummer. There had to be something wrong. They had to have had like some kind of catastrophic bus mishap where like a bunch of the buses didn't work or something. Like, that's just ridiculous.
See, I don't know about that, because when you put this in the show notes, I started doing a little bit of research, and so I saw the Reddit video or whatever, but then I also found an article from Inside the Magic talking about, and this was, 2 months ago, I think, now that they had posted this article talking about that you might have to wait hours for Magical Express because of spring break. Like, that the parks, being at what they were and everything, they were expecting to see hours long waits for Disney's Magical Express. So I don't think this is completely unheard of. I think maybe it's just unheard of for you and I. I don't know. This kind of makes me want to do a deep dive on wait times for Magical Express, because geez, I thought that I got really annoyed when I had to wait a while for my bus to get there while I was standing there waiting at some point in the line, or when I had to wait because my resort wasn't the first. But at least I got to go. I didn't have to deal with this kind of drama. And yeah, here's the other thing, though. This is one thing when this is a free quote, please see the huge air quotes that I'm using, because this is totally included in the cost of your hotel reservation. But this free service versus a separately paid service, But I guess you would have prepaid for it if it was, if you were doing whatever the Mears Connect thing is. So you would have already paid and be locked in when you get down there and you see this hours long wait. This is not great at all, man.
Can you imagine how mad all those rental car desks must have been? Like, that whole floor is full of rental car agencies, and for all of them to have their desks blocked because Magical Express was backed up, they must have been really mad.
Well, so I feel like a lot of the rental car stuff has moved out of that little area, I think. I mean, there are definitely still some there, but I think a lot of them are empty. But yeah, still, it's not great. Though, I don't know, because here's the thing. If I was a rental car agent, I would look at people and be like, you got about an hour and a half wait till you get on your bus, and then the trip to Disney is 40 minutes. Once you get on your bus, and then you might have to wait another 20 minutes before you get to your resort if you're not the first resort. Also, just so you know, we're running a special today where our cars are going to be $19.99 a day, you know, or something. Like, I would just be trying to sell my cars. And I feel like it would be a pretty easy sell to a lot of people who are not happy at all having to deal with. But then at the same time, like, you're kind of locked in, because if your luggage was Magical Express and then you didn't show up for the bus, what happened? Like, I'm sure they still get your luggage to you, but I bet it makes things a lot more complicated. So
it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that happened.
Yeah, this is wild.
Do you think, and I guess we'll see in the next, you know, few months, do you think this was a fluke, or do you think this is Disney understaffing Magical Express because it's going away anyway?
So there have been some, and I've ignored them because it's not really the kind of stuff that we typically cover, but I've seen some talk about, and the blame gets shifted around, which is also part of the reason I don't think that we can be totally clear on it. But there's been talk about maybe Disney is understaffing Magical Express, or even that Mears is understaffing Magical Express because, you know, their contract is coming to an end or something. So I'm not sure who's really responsible, but I feel like it's got to be some level of understaffing.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense that it's Mears as kind of like a spite thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're Mears, you're trying to sell this new Mears Connect thing. And the Mears Connect was all about the same great service or something like... Sorry, I'm bringing up the Mears Connect website as I say this. The same reliable, safe express service connecting airport and Disney resort area. You can't sell it as the same reliable, safe express service with this... like these sorts of stories coming out. So
yeah, but nobody, no normal person thinks Disney's Magical Express is a Mears product. So I think that is not something that like a normal person would say, oh yeah, but Magical Express got really crappy at the end. And I think that
except for all the people that are experiencing Magical Express right now, and all the people that are telling their friends about their, you know, people who have never even been.
But they're not telling their friends, hey, Mears Magical Express is bad. They're saying Disney's Magical Express is bad. And Mears can then come in. They can swoop in and say, hey, you guys, we have it's really good now. I mean, all they have to do is change the marketing to a great new way to get to Disney World.
Boom. Yes, and if they change the marketing, then it works. But you can't say the same express service, because that is not a great look to have right now. But yeah, I'm hoping this is just a staffing issue with, you know, whether it is staff at the deal or more likely bus drivers and buses. Because let's be honest, that's going to be the biggest wait here, right? Is going to be the number of buses that are leaving that area headed towards the resort. That is how you end up with high wait times here. And the solution to that is to add more buses. But apparently, it's not that easy to add more buses, because otherwise this becomes a real quick fix, right? Like, you just say, okay, guys, that line's getting crazy long, so send more buses over there, and the problem gets solved in, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, whatever mm-hmm. it takes for all the extra buses to get over there. You know, it's kind of like what the, and admittedly, this is a much more planable thing for Disney, but it's kind of like park closing, right? Suddenly you have, for Pop Century, you've got like three buses, and you're loading two at a time with another one waiting just off the side for once those two leave, then they're going to pull in and start loading more people. That's not what you normally have devoted to it, but you know that you're going to have a need for it. I still think that, you know, even if it wasn't a normal time, if Disney suddenly, you know, if the Pop Century bus leaves and they're like, guys, that line is all the way back, they're going to radio back to dispatch, tell them, and dispatch is going to route another bus over there. So that's what I would expect from Mears. And I've seen Mears buses show up at Magical Express, right? Ones that are just the straight, like, yellow Mears bus without any of the Magical Express or mm-hmm. the Cruise Line artwork on them. So I know Mears is...
Yeah, I was going to say,
You've ridden a Mears bus, right?
Well, I've ridden a Disney Cruise Line bus for Magical Express.
Okay, I've ridden a straight-up Mears bus for Magical Express before. So I know that they are willing to do that, so... I don't know. I'm not sure what the issue is here. I hope that it is something that I really would hate for Magical Express, like, this to be the final notes of Magical Express, was just how horrible it got at the end. I really hope this is a, like, short-term thing that gets fixed quickly. But geez, that line, man, that, like, again, I would mini Evan, Uber, Lyft, like, whatever I would have to do to get out of there. Because I would not look forward to waiting in that line just to, and then what? You're going to get to a place where you're just going to be like, that is not a good start to your trip. That is not a good start to your vacation. That is off on the wrong foot. And then those buses are going to be so freaking crowded too, because you got to load them and load them down when you've got those sorts of lines.
And especially for those poor people staying at the, like, Art of Animation, or not Art of Animation, the All-Star Resorts. It's crazy. I don't know. But yeah, I really hope it's... I hope it's just a today thing, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, again, when I saw that Inside the Magic from March, they were saying that they had... Like, I think you and I are just late to the game here, because that story was about the All-Star Movies line being at 2 hours long. And there are pictures on that article of a similar situation where... The line is just ludicrously long, but it was specifically for the All-Stars.
Just for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, other ones were not, they were saying that the other line seemed to be longer than usual, but not nearly as long as All-Stars movies. So goodness, everybody. What is the saying that always just doesn't really help in the moment? Pack your patience. You get ready to go if you're going to be doing Magical Express. I have a friend who is scheduled to be in Disney a little bit over like a week and a half from when we're recording this, and I am really hoping for him and his family's sake that this was a very temporary thing, or that they are going to show up at a not popular time, because I don't envy anybody having to wait in those kind of lines.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Inside the Magic, they also posted this week an article that just made me say, duh, like, why has this not been a thing? So the article is basically, the whole article is in the headline. Goofy Movie should have been the theme for Rock and Roller Coaster. As in, Powerline, the fictional music group from A Goofy Movie, should have been the music for Rock and Roller Coaster, and instead of having Aerosmith and this G-Force Records, you just theme the whole thing to Powerline in A Goofy Movie. And I can, like, as soon as I read that article, I could immediately hear all the music cues for every inversion on Rock and Roller Coaster, for the launch, for all of the different things on that roller coaster, I could hear it. And I think that would be perfect. And I know we had a conversation a while back about how they could refurbish Rock and Roller Coaster in the event that Aerosmith just told them, hey, no, you can't use our band anymore. And I said Dr. Teeth in Electric Mayhem as my answer, which I still think would be good, but man, a Goofy Movie and having that Powerline song in there would be perfect. And I think they should really consider doing that, because one, a Goofy Movie doesn't get enough credit. That's a really, really, really good animated Disney movie. But two, I mean, that Powerline song would just fit in perfectly. And I think that's such a good idea. And I'm sure other people have thought of it, but I can't believe that's not a more popular opinion, because it would just be so great.
Yeah, so I do think it's interesting. So, like, when you say that you hear the beats of this, what do you see happening with the ride? Like, so I guess my first question is, how is the queue themed when it turns into a Goofy? Like, what is the story that you're going to tell in the queue? Because the story you're telling in the queue is that you're visiting G-Force Records currently, right?
Yeah, well, I think the story in the queue for Powerline is just, this is Powerline. Like, I mean, it'd be the same thing as, Powerline is clearly a facsimile for Michael Jackson. Like, so it'd be like seeing Michael Jackson. You know, you have a bunch of Powerline posters, maybe some concert merch. Just make it a Powerline museum. And then maybe instead of the Aerosmith room where, you know, they do the to the forum, mm-hmm. you're looking at Max and PJ trying to figure out, or Max and Goofy, I mean, trying to figure out how to get into the venue. And then you walk out into the, I don't know what the alley would be. Like that, me is the part that would be hard to theme. But even if you just did like a, we're going to the concert, and you kept it as a back alley, like maybe you have Powerline's manager instead of Aerosmith's manager. You have Powerline's manager that's there.
Who is played by the same character.
Right. Yeah. You add her in as a character, and she says, yeah, I got you some tickets, and then you're in a limousine and you're going to see Powerline instead of Aerosmith. Like, I think they could sell that in some way. Maybe even be the referential like that and make it silly. But I think after that, yeah. I mean, as far as the queue goes, that's the easy part to me, is like, because I've never been in the Rock and Roller Coaster queue and gone, yeah, this really feels like a record company, you know? It really feels like a mm-hmm. real record studio. So I don't think it would be hard to just change everything from all the Disney, you know, bands and Aerosmith to just be about Powerline.
So I see that, but like you said, I think the alley becomes confusing at that point, because then it's like, if you want to retell the story, and you've got Max and Goofy, you can't already be at the venue, because then what is the point of getting in a car, right? But let me tell you the story of the queue that slightly deviates from the movie, and that's okay,
but that fixes
this whole thing, right? So the queue is no longer G-Force Records, but the queue essentially is hitting the high points of the of a Goofy Movie through like artwork and things like that, right? Like, maybe you've got a window and you see the Bigfoot coming at you, you know, or you see the nuns in the car, right? But essentially you're seeing the things that happen during their travels in a Goofy Movie. Okay. Then when you get inside, it's because the last scene of the queue prior to entering the pre-show is Max and Goofy's car stuck on the side of the road. Okay. Then the pre-show has now been changed. It's no longer a practice thing in a music video. It's a car repair shop. And in the car repair shop, the guy, you know, you see Max and Goofy's car up on a lift, and you see the repair guy, which you've conveniently got a screen there so he can be an animated character, and he's like, sorry guys, not much I can do about this. It's pretty much toast. But I tell you what, I do, you know, you said you're trying to make it to this Power Loon concert or whatever. Well, I do have a car out in the back alley that y'all could probably use to get there if you needed to. But you might want to be careful. It's that accelerator pedal. It's a little
touchy.
There you go. There you go. It's a little touchy. It's got a hairpin trigger on it or whatever. You know, however you want to write that. And then you enter the alley and here is your car, you know, but you retheme the alley to look like the back of
you put some tires out there, maybe,
yeah,
some
exactly.
car parts
exactly.
on the other side of the fence, but you could still leave that fence up.
Exactly. And then, you know, yeah, you, instead of having the, you know, Aerosmith pumping in your ears, you have the, you know, the people talking about the Powerline concert starting or whatever. And then you go through the same thing, and then you arrive at the Powerline concert at the end.
Oh my gosh, you could. So, you don't think they would play the Powerline song?
No, they have to play the Powerline song. Like, you have to hear the concert starting.
Instead of Gene Simmons, instead of
you got to leave that. Do not. I know that you edit this podcast. You can't change that. You got to leave that in, buddy. So anyway, instead of
now
Gene
my,
Simmons,
now my
instead
brain
of Steven
has,
Tyler,
yeah,
is
that's
what you meant to say.
My brain had totally shut off to who the heck the front man for Aerosmith was,
because clearly it's Gene Simmons.
Jeez, oh my goodness. Yeah, instead of Steven Tyler talking, you could have Goofy and Max fighting over the radio.
Ooh, and then, I like it. And you get the rumba. It sounds like the rumba is what you're going to be going to first.
Mm-hmm. And then the Powerline song starts, and then you get that Goofy. You're going to tell me to leave that into the Yahoo-hoo-wee.
Yes.
As the car takes
off. Yes. Yes. As soon as you said, then you've got that Goofy thing, I'm like, oh, I know what he's going to say. And yes, that's totally perfect. I love that.
I think that would be great.
That's got to be. Okay,
that would be I think that would be a perfect way to add IP to that attraction and not make it feel gross.
Because it's an IP that we like, and it could fit well with it. It doesn't have to feel like an afterthought and like they pace it, but it would require, I can just as easily see a cheap way of doing this where it comes off pretty cruddy. But let's not do the cheap way. Let's do the cool way.
Photoshop just, Max's head over Steven Tyler.
Yes, yes. They've already digitally changed his hand. Why not? Dude, can you imagine? Just think for a second about the creepiness of the uncanny valley of Max on Steven Tyler's head. I think it's got to be a realistic looking Max. And I don't know how that works out, but it doesn't work out well. Or just keep it Rock and Roller Coaster, because gosh darn it, I really don't want Rock and Roller Coaster to go anywhere.
No.
Let's just make this a new one.
I have no problem with Rock and Roller Coaster, but man, I would even be okay with them like doing a Goofy movie preview night, or you know, whatever. It's Goofy movie night at Rock and Roller Coaster, and you're gonna go see Powerline instead of Aerosmith for this one night, and they're already bypassing the pre-show room for now, so I don't know. I think it would be pretty cool. I don't understand the intricacies of music licensing and stuff like that, but I think it would be pretty sweet if they just said, hey, for one night only or whatever, you can ride a Rock and Roller Coaster featuring Powerline.
Yeah, as a limited time offering, I think that could be really fun. I could also see a separate Goofy movie ride, and I don't see them ever doing this. So this is definitely just like wish fulfillment at this point. But take the idea of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, where you have where you're mixing a dark ride and a roller coaster,
mm-hmm.
except use the dark ride to essentially tell that same story. But instead of the car breaking down at the end, you know, them realizing they're not going to make it in time because the traffic is crazy. And, you know, I don't know, somehow Goofy's car has magic NOS or, you know, a rocket or whatever MacGuffin you need for the second half of this. And then you just tie something, you know, you just tie Rock and Roller Coaster to the second. And I'd love that even more, because I would love to have a Goofy movie themed dark ride too.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll reopen Rocket Rods as your Goofy movie.
Don't
attraction at Disneyland.
Okay, as long as it's at Disneyland. But then the problem is, we both know the way this works, man. It becomes popular, and then they rip out their over a year of work to install it because it becomes popular, and then it's suddenly in Tomorrowland. So be careful, Jeremy. You just monkey pawed my idea, man. I just saw the finger curl as you monkey pawed my idea. How dare you?
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.